This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we will learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen. And this name of Allah Azza wa Jal ties in with Al-Qawi. But we won't cover Al-Qawi today simply because the time that we are allocated for Jummah khutbas is not enough to do or to cover two names at once. And so we look at Al-Mateen as the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strong, the most firm, Al-Mateen. And this is why we said it links with the name Al-Qawi, because when we think of Al-Qawi, Quwwa, strength, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qawi. So Al-Mateen is the strong, the most firm. He is the possessor of ultimate strength. Al-Mateen possesses ultimate strength and ultimate ability, and he endures no hardship nor weakness. So Al-Mateen is the strong, the firm, he has ultimate strength, He has no weaknesses, and his abilities are unimaginable to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name Al-Mateen is seen in the Quran only once, in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah is the supreme provider. So we hear about rizq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ, Lord of all power and the most strong. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions rizq, that he is ar-razzaq, the one who provides for us. And then he highlights the importance, as we learned a few weeks ago, sometimes the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they come at the end of the ayah, they are the purpose and the reason of what is being mentioned within it. Right? It's an indication as to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. And so when we think of our rizq, we think of our provisions, not only in terms of money, dollars, but also in terms of our health, our strength, right? Our strength. Allah is al-mateen. In terms of our strength, it belongs to Him. He provides us with the strength that we need to have in order to wake up in the morning. He provides us with the strength that we need to have in order to stand for salah and bow down in ruku' and go down to the ground in sajda. And we know very well, as soon as we start to feel aches and pains in our body, in the joints, we wonder to ourselves, what happened to my strength? Allah is al-mateen. His strength doesn't diminish. And as much as He is al-mateen and we feel the pain, He can grant us ease to the pain that we feel when the weakness starts to kick into our bodies. And so we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-mateen, the one who also provides for us in ways that we usually don't think of. That strength that we need to go to work every day, to put up with the nonsense of people that we may not want to be around, but we have no choice, right? Sometimes you go to work, you don't like your colleagues that are there, or not that you don't like them, but you just don't get along with them, but you still have to put up with it. Sometimes you're dealing with clients, you don't want to deal with these clients, but alhamdulillah, you have to do what you have to do, right? And sometimes this even happens within the home. Dealing with our children, dealing with our spouse, dealing with parents. You know, this morning I was thinking of the importance of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives importance to our parents. And I was thinking, what's the best way to address? Is it obedience towards parents? Or should we not be disrespectful towards parents, right? So I was thinking of that and thinking how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mateen. He's the one who owns strength. And even when we are frustrated as children to our parents, no matter how old we get, we're still the children of our parents. We need help in dealing with them because they're getting older. And we're getting older. And we have family that we're looking after as well. Many of us have children and a spouse that we're looking after also. So how do you find this balance? Turn to al-mateen. Turn to al-mateen, for he is the most strong, the most firm. And he will make us strong. And we need to ask from him. The difference between mateen and qawi. Mateen is strong power. Strong power. And qawi means nothing is too difficult for him. So when you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has all the power and nothing is too difficult for him. There's no deficiency in that. And we'll take a few examples in the second half of this khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ وَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mateen, the most strong, the most firm. Because of this, we learn that no one can overcome him. No one can overcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of someone who goes to the gym and they work out. And then they see someone else at the gym whose muscles look a bit stronger, a bit bigger, right? They seem as though they're able to handle a lot more weight in terms of their workout, right? And you challenge them. You challenge them, knowing very well you probably won't make it, but you still want to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still want to challenge this person. But with Allah, we don't challenge him. We don't challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None can overcome him. His decree is not rejected. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed to happen, will happen. No one can challenge his decree. No one can challenge whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know what, you're going to go bald, you're going to go bald. You're going to eat chicken tonight for supper, you're going to eat chicken tonight for supper. You don't have the means to travel somewhere to go visit family, you don't have the means to travel to go visit family. It's the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can overcome it, no one can challenge it, and none can reject it either. It comes from Him. No matter how much wealth a person might have where they say, you know what, I don't care, even throughout the last 2 years, right? When we saw what was happening with COVID, some people might say, I don't care. I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm going to take my own airplane and fly to whatever country I want and go wherever I want on vacation. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to go, you'll never be able to go. It doesn't matter how healthy you are, how wealthy you are, how much connections you have, your own plane, your own abilities, the people you know inside, you know, air traffic control, nothing, nothing matters. For the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with al-Mateen. And He has all strength over it. He honors who He wills. He debases who He wills. His command is fulfilled. Whatever command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth, we either fulfill it or someone else will fulfill it. Allah doesn't need us. Al-Mateen doesn't need us. He's perfect. There's no deficiency with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need us. We are the ones who need Him. And so we look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength. And the strength that we look for comes through submitting to Allah. You know, in the example I gave of that guy who's at the gym and you want to challenge them. When we submit to Allah and we don't challenge Him, that is our strength. Think of it. You're at the gym, you want to beat this guy in, I don't know, bench presses. You know what, I'm going to lift more than you. Bismillah, go ahead. And now you start, you're like, wait, I need to go make wudu, I need to pray to rak'ah, I need to like, you know, make dua to Allah, I need to say Bismillah before I start preaching. You're looking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. Now you need the help of Allah because you know that it's going to be challenging. But the opposite happens with Allah. When we take what Allah gives to us, when we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has either given or withheld, that is our strength. That is what makes us strong. That is true submission to Al-Qawi, knowing that He is in charge of everything and He will give me what is right and provide what is right for me. So embrace the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how difficult things may become for us in life. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا الله please make it easy for us in our عبادات. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to seek forgiveness from You and grant us complete and full forgiveness. Ya Allah, please overlook our shortcomings and erase them from our book of deeds and place good deeds in place of those. Ya Allah, please grant us health and strength. Ya Allah, please bless us with unity in our hearts, within the community, our families, our friends, our relatives. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to overlook the mistakes of others. Ya Allah, please grant us the ability to look deeper and to understand the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Your commands within the Quran. Ya Allah, You are al-Mateen. We submit to You and we turn to You and we ask You for whatever it is that we need in our lives that are out of our hands and out of our abilities. Ya Allah, please bless us with it if it's good for us, and withhold it from us if it is dangerous and harmful to us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.